Well, everyone, you're listening to Cohen Monk Mormon Podcast. I say it that slow because, you know what, when I start it up, it doesn't just fall out. Someday it's going to fall out really good. Cohen Monk Mormon, Cohen Monk Mormon, Cohen Monk Mormon. But today, it's not. Still not. I've been making recordings for the podcast for probably a couple of weeks now, and still isn't quite rolling off the tongue well. I tell you, handcrafted RSS feeds, I've been struggling with them. Those of you who are listening to this through the RSS feed, which is the right way, well, right way, but it's a really handy way to get involved with the podcast. I actually make recordings, put them up on the archive.org, the Internet Archive, and if you go to the website there, and I'm not going to really tell you where it is, it's able to be found. You can go to Juliet Sierra November dot oh my gosh, I don't remember what the phonetic alphabet is for T. Tango xylophone 0.org. And you can go there, and that's my little signpost. You know how on like army posts and stuff, if you saw the old TV show MASH, one of the featured props that they had was a signpost that pretty much pointed to all the hometowns of everybody and what direction they were in and how far it was. The most hilarious thing about the whole thing is it used to have little signs pointing off in all kinds of different directions, which was garbage, because from Korea to any place in the United States was basically one direction, and that looks dumb. So, but that's a signpost, and it kind of tells you how far it is and what direction you need to go to get there. And so I keep an internet signpost there at HTTP dot Juliet Sierra November dot, now that's phonetic alphabet, so it's JSN dot, don't forget the // business, HTTP :// JSN, which is Juliet Sierra November dot TX0, which is Tango Xylophone 0.org, and you go over there and it'll point you to all kinds of places. I don't quite have everything rigged over at https://quix queen uniform indigo xylophone dot uniform Sierra. I don't quite have that one worked out yet. Not that I'm trying, I just have put a link in there that goes directly to this wonderful podcast. You can go and you can listen to the different episodes. Of course, it's not in any kind of order. I think that's one of the interesting things about the Internet Archive. I upload things there and I just give names to them. They don't have numbers next to them. Nothing's in particular consecutive order. Although I don't keep the individual episodes, you know this already, I don't keep them very discreet from each other. I'll say, well, I've been talking about this, and now I'm going to talk about this. you might have to hop and bop around. You can look at it as some kind of wonderful adventure. Wouldn't that be fun? Anyway, or subscribe to the RSS feed, which is there at the signpost as well. And I don't know how much strict order I keep on that one either. I don't think it's all very chronological. I'm not a very chronological guy in the first place. Well, this was the conference weekend for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Now, you got to know that almost everything I talk about here, although heavily influenced by concepts that are inherent in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which is the kingdom of God on earth, it is the mechanism for the establishment of Zion. It is God's appointed way of administering the priesthood, making sure the priest is given to the right people under the right circumstances, and that things are done right, and that they're recorded properly. This is all a function of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And everything else that they do. FamilySearch.org is a fun place. It's totally free because we pay for it. I'm one of the people that contribute with tithing and make these things available. They're freely available. We don't ask for donations because I don't know if it's a question of needing or not needing. This is just one of the things that we do. It's central to our doctrine to do genealogy work. And everybody who's really excited, has fun with genealogy work, all of them know the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Whether they like them or not, you got to know that the church has got the stuff. They sink a lot of effort and a lot of time and a lot of money into being able to make this stuff good and to make it happen and to make it work. And they do a pretty good job. Usually get some really good people, and I don't think they really pay them particularly well, but, it's okay. You know, sometimes you don't do things just for the money. Okay, well, I don't want to get into that too much. Like I said, this is conference weekend, and I will often say, now I don't want to appear cocky, but if people aren't listening to my recordings, this podcast, if they're not listening to this and then saying, ooh, I think as a general authority of the church, I might include that in my talk, it isn't because they're listening to my thing particularly, although it may help. I don't know. It certainly seems that way when you go back and you go, well, he was talking about that right before those guys were talking about it at general conference. And you go, well, can I be really honest? I can get to you faster. And I think we kind of get these ideas and these concepts from the same spirit, the spirit of God. And that's what unifies these things. That's what makes it like, wow, we say the same things. You go, yeah, because we're talking, we're receiving inspiration. We're receiving, I don't want to go to the point of calling it revelation, but certainly inspiration from the same source. And when you receive revelation from the same, or not revelation, inspiration, the same source, you're invariably going to be talking kind of the same way. Although I ponder an awful lot. I think I end up pondering more than these other gentlemen, the brethren, is what they're called, the prophet, the apostles. They're really busy going out, speaking to people, spreading the gospel, trying to administer the church itself. I can't blame them. They don't have a lot of time. And so me and my pondering and doing stuff like that, do I have more time? I do. And because I drive an awful lot and I'm on the road an awful lot going to and from the crash site, from there to and from work every day, that really gives me a lot of time to think. And I think an awful lot. It's one of the benefits of being a monk, is the fact that I get to ponder this stuff a lot more often than people who have, you know, really involving jobs that really engage the mind. I think people used to be more literate and think about more things. And when most of the labor that they had, it was pretty brainless. It didn't require much thought on your part. Kind of like driving is for me. It doesn't require. I'm on little back roads, and you don't have to spend a lot of time thinking. That's me. Well, I tell you though, there's somebody coming past me. Oh, a Texan. Ah, you gotta love Texans. Because I think God says that if you don't love Texans, you won't go to heaven. So you gotta love Texans. It's like loving, you know, other people that might not be too desirable. It's okay. You can still love them. It's all right. I think they're all right. I've got good acquaintances who are Texans, and they're a nice bunch. Well, let me think. You know, I turned this thing on, and I really didn't have stuff I really wanted to talk about. I need to sit here for a second and come up with something. There is one concern I have, and it bugs my wife, because sometimes I say things like, "Well, Lisa, I don't know if I'm going to make it to that top level of the celestial kingdom." We've talked about the celestial kingdom. You know that. That's the highest glory that God has available to his children, to those who really stridently follow Jesus Christ, do what he said, become joint heirs with him in exaltation. And that's what it is, exaltation. But it's the highest form. Now, we talked about, you know, the other levels of the celestial kingdom, and I compared them all to Downton Abbey. You know, the first level is the family. You know, it's God. And God is a husband and wife. They're joined at the hip. They work together. That's the way it is. Everybody who gets all upset because God's called Heavenly Father, all these feminists who get off on that whole thing, and some Latter-day Saint women, not just women, there's plenty of male feminists too, and you know, they're just, that's just their thing, and you go, just don't go down some weird road, and they often do go down some kind of a weird road. You have to understand, in exaltation, men alone can't be gods, neither can women alone be gods. Just because people have translated Elohim into Heavenly Father in English and given it that kind of appellation and said, you know, call me Father, and translated it that way, doesn't mean for a gosh darn freaking minute that a man, a single man alone, is who you're talking to. So you're talking about, when you're talking about Elohim, who's Heavenly Father. Like I've said, I think I've said this previously on the podcast even. is that this weird concept in Hebrew, I think, called kind of a singular plural, which is a plural thing. You know, though Jews today, and I am, although I have a Jewish heritage, they're very kind of, I don't want to say they're gleeful, but they say, well, you're not a Jew. You have distanced yourself from us. Your mother is not Jewish, therefore you are not Jewish. And it's like, you know what? That doesn't bother me at all. That doesn't take away from the fact that I am still a priest of Jehovah. And I get that from my male line descent from Aaron, the brother of Moses. It has nothing to do with Judaism. Because, well, can I be honest? Judaism is a recent manifestation of one small branch of the children of Israel. And if they say, well, you're not one of us, it's like, who cares if I'm one of you? I've been assigned to another tribe of Israel. Doesn't bother me in the least. Most of my family on both sides, my father and my mother's side, came from England, and they are predominantly Ephraimites, and that's a pretty good branch of the children of Israel, one that received great blessings. One of Joseph's sons, actually the birthright son of Joseph, who became the birthright son of Jacob. He was adopted into Jacob's family and became the birthright son of Israel. So am I upset because I'm not a Jew? It's like, no. Lots of responsibilities, lots of blessings, not a problem for me. And the fact that I have this whole thing, when they say, well, you're kind of a Levite, and you go, sort of, but a very specific kind. And so, yeah, here I am, a Kohen, a priest. Now, Kohen's a weird thing because that's actually a Jewish term. So that's a little funny to say. My great-great-great-great-grandfather, all through males, my father to my grandfather to my great-grandfather to my great-great-grandfather to my great-great-great-grandfather, who was Isaac Isaacson Hakohen. He was, his name was actually Hakohen, the priest. And, I also called him Isaac Nemro, but, you know, there's that. And, that's my heritage and all the male descendants of my, my grandfather. He was the sole son of the person ahead of him. The only son that had children of the other ones. We got a lot of dead sticks in the family, dead twigs, for lack of a better term, from a genealogical standpoint. People that didn't marry or didn't end up having children. And you go, wow, you had a lot of that. You go, yep. So there's not a lot of descendants of Isaac Nemro Hakohen. So there's that. But that doesn't bother me, you know, when Jews say you're not a Jew, and you go, I don't care, I don't have to be a Jew. It says, but, you know, it said, I am an official, I don't know if it's representative, but I am an authorized servant of Jehovah and Jesus Christ, and they're the same person. And I don't know how much that's just kind of a whatever, but it's there. So I act on it. I have fun with it. And I don't know if I'm really going to make this one of the recordings, because honestly, I haven't said a gosh darn thing that hasn't been said 1,000 times before. So I'm probably going to stop this one and put it in the personal file, as opposed to the one that goes to the regular recordings. And I'm going to do another recording, so there's no point in giving you the priestly blessing, because I'm not going to use this way, but I got to figure out exactly what I'm going to talk about on the next one. And we had talked about the afterlife. We need to talk about the pre-earth life now, and about what you are, and about who you are, and about that everything just kind of has always existed. I know that's really beyond our comprehension to say that we don't really have a beginning. We don't really have an end. And but we have development. Anyway, so I think we'll talk about that. So let me go ahead and end this one and start a new one and talk to you in a couple of minutes.